Good morning, everybody. I thank God for the privilege to be here today as a speaker. I want to thank the church, Reverend Myra, and all the pastors' board to allow me to be the speaker on this day. That is the month of refugee. And as a refugee, I came in America as an asylum seeker, but my family, they were refugees in Uganda. I'm from Congo Democratic, and my family went in Uganda as a refugee, and that was for 8 years and half. I thank God today He helped us to make it and to reunite it as a family again. It is a privilege to be here, and I thank God for that. It is a privilege to serve God. When we read in the book of Mark, Jesus told the disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." To the other side, there is a new experience, different from where you are. To the other side, there is a new life, different from where you are. The other side is a good experience. And even myself, I crossed to the other side. From Congo, I came in America to the other side. On the other side, there is a new experience, and there is a new life to the other side. But the journey to cross to the other side, it is not always easy. As we can see, Jesus and the disciples, He's the one who initiates the trip and say, "Let us cross over to the other side." But on their way, the storm came, the wind blows, and the waves make the boat shake. And the disciples were terrified and cried to the master, "Do you not see that we are perishing?" Because on the way, on their way to go to the other side, to the new experience, you will never experience a new step without passing to the wind and the storm. It was not easy for me when I came in America. I didn't expect to leave my family for such a long time. I was thinking maybe after 6 months, we will be united again. But it takes long. With the administration process, I have to wait 1 year, 2 years. It is very difficult to wait. Especially when you are waiting, you don't know which door you can knock when you are waiting. I was just waiting to be invited to the immigration. 2 years just waiting. I was discouraged. And you see, I don't know if I will meet my family again. I cannot go back. And I don't move forward. I just plateau. I don't know what I'm doing now. It was stressful. Depressed. I cry. I think about my family. I can't go back. And, you know, there was a lot of pressure. "Daddy, when will he come to you? When will he come to you? When will he come?" And myself, okay, I receive a pressure. I don't know who I can press. So I just waiting. I say, okay, just wait, just wait, just wait. But I don't know where I'm going. Almost 2 years waiting. I remember my little one, Daddy, I want to come to you. Daddy, why? She was three. She was 3 years old. And said, Daddy, why do you not come to take me with you? Why did you leave me? I want to come where you are. Do you not know the way to come to take me? She broke my heart, and I didn't know how to respond to her. I was quiet and say, okay, I don't know the way to come to take you, but God knows. One day, you will come. I cry a lot. I say, Lord, what can I do? My family need me. I need them. But I don't know what's going on. And it took a long time, 1 year waiting until 8 years, just waiting and waiting. When you cross to the other side, remember, this is Jesus initiated the trip. Jesus can be in your boat. Jesus can be with you. But this will not prevent the winds to come and the storm to come. You are a Christian. The wind will come in life. The wind will blow in your life. But one thing you need to remember, when you have a relationship, personal relationship with Jesus, remember, he's the one who say, let's cross to the other side. If it is Jesus who said it, which means he will make it happen, just trust in him. Believe in him. Believe in God. Trust God is a choice. When Jesus is with you, the wind will come. But when you know he is with me, even you don't see him, but you just trust he is with me, Jesus will not let you down. God will never let you down when you believe in him. In John chapter 14 and verse 1, Jesus said, do not let your heart to be troubled. Believe in me and believe in God and believe in me, which means trust in me. Do not let your heart to be troubled. Do not let your heart to be stressed, to be depressed. Jesus is with you. Just trust in him. Believe in him. Winds will come. It can be in your relationship. Winds will blow. In your marriage, in your family, in your financial situation. It can be a crisis in life. But one thing you need to remember, when Jesus is with you, when Jesus is with you, trust in him. Maybe he will not take you out of that, but he will let you pass by. You will cross with him, even the winds, but you will cross with him. Even the storm, but you will cross with him. And this will make you to be stable in your faith experience. You can stay stable even there is a wind in life. This is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Every day, I was telling my wife, I say, honey, let us stay strong. Let us stay happy. Take advantage of every day as a gift from God. Because she was like, I don't know what I like again because I don't feel. I say, no, listen. Don't be happy when we will be united. Be happy today. Just be happy today and take advantage of every day. I say, make yourself beautiful, dress well, and be happy every day until God will allow us as a family to meet again. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. Then rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it. So you must rejoice. It is a choice to rejoice in the day the Lord has made. Every day, Monday, Tuesday,
Wednesday until Sunday, it is the day the Lord has made. You must rejoice and be glad in it. Take advantage of every day. Don't let your situation put you down. I don't know what you are going through today. Maybe there is a wind in your life. There is a storm, but you can walk over the storm. When you know Jesus is with me, just rely in him. Trust in him, and God will help you. And the way you can go over the storm, it is by prayer. Prayer will make you strong. Prayer will make you to overcome the situation. Every human, at every level of life, you will pass by the storm. The storm can be a bad report, medical report, from your doctor. And this will make you, will shake your faith. But you need to understand, even you receive a bad medical report, don't cry as a disciple. They cry. But Jesus said, why do you not have faith? Why do you not have faith? Medical report. God is beyond medical reports. God is bigger than your situation. God is bigger than your problem. Just believe in him. Trust in God. And he will let you pass by the situation. Jesus' name, when he was born, Jesus' name was Emmanuel, which means God with us. God will be with you. God was with me in this country. I was alone. My family in Uganda, I was alone. But I thank God. He's the one helped me. Every day, I cried. Sometimes I didn't have any motivation. I say, I don't know what's going on. And I say, Lord, give me a strength to continue to trust you. Give me a strength to continue to believe in you. Because I don't know what I can believe again. But help me to continue to believe in you. And this is take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, just waiting. 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, and half for them to come. It was not easy. But today, I thank God. Because when he said, let's cross over, even the winds, no matter winds, storm, by the end of the day, you will cross over. And today, I thank God to see my beautiful family. Can you please stand up, please? Can you please stand up? Thank you. I thank God for my beautiful wife. She is a wonderful wife. Very patient. She's a great woman of faith. She's the one who encouraged me every time. Don't worry. God will help us. Just keep doing what you are doing there. Just don't worry. And the time I was invited to the immigration, and all of them, they were excited because we see that this we want to move to the next step. And that day, my case was denied. They say we need more evidence, so we deny your case. You need to start over. That was after 2 years. They say you need to start over. And when I called my wife, I said, don't tell the children about this. Just keep it secret.
the case was denied. I don't know where to start again, but let's see how it will be. We start again, over. That day, I didn't even eat. I was very, very discouraged. I went to church, and luckily, I was not scheduled even to preach or to lead the service. I just go to church, but no motivation, no motivation. I just go to church. And that day, the leader of the service didn't come. But I was there as a pastor. What should I do? I stood up and start leading the service. Even I was not in the mood to serve that day. But because there was a need, I did it. I remember that day when I started to worship, tears was coming down. I was not ready to worship, but I must do it because there is a need. And more I worship, and more I feel a strength come out. And that day, it was a wonderful service. And my conclusion, and I quote it in my notes, we don't serve God because we are happy. We don't serve God because we want it, but we serve God because we are called to serve. No matter what, when God called you, in season and out of season, serve God. Ministers, pastors, people of God, when God called you, when God called you, in season and out of season, serve God. The wind will come. Serve God at any situation. Serve God. Continue serving God. We are not serving God because we are happy to serve God. Even you are not happy, when God called you, do whatever God wants you to do. And God is a faithful God. I love it. God is a faithful God. He's a faithful God. At the end of the day, he will show up. When Job passed by all the tests, the trials, even the wife was able to curse God and die. And Job said, even though he slay me, I know my Redeemer is alive. He will show at the end. He still believes in God, even in the middle of trials. He still keep moving. From 1 to 8, I received some advices, some suggestions. Friends, they say, you know, you don't know when this process will start or will end. We can suggest you can just marry a citizen, then it will be easy for you to get documents, and you can go back to visit your family. And this sounds, it sounds a little good, because I can go back to see my family, but when I think about them, I know all of them, their eyes, it's where I am. They are waiting for me. And what decision I want to take? No. I prefer. Even if it will take long, I will wait. I will not destroy these beautiful souls. I will not. I say, I will keep waiting until the time will come. And I waited. I thank God. God surrounded me with a beautiful people. I am a member of the Speaking from the Heart for 9 years now. You don't know if you are a member of the Speaking from the Heart here. You don't know the impact you are making in the life of the immigrant that come here in Rochester. You don't know, you know, when people they come, there is a long story behind. But when people they come here, a lot stressed, but when they come, they found people, your hand is open to welcome them, to make them feel comfortable. Even we know when we come here, we don't understand many stuff. We don't understand. Even myself, when I went to the immigration, I didn't know the process, how to start my, you know, the application, all of that. That's why they say my case was light. I didn't make it. We need more evidence. I didn't have someone, you know, to lead me, to help me. That's why when they're speaking from the heart, when you receive people, they don't know many things in America, but your presence makes such a difference in the life of those immigrants, of those refugees, those asylum seekers when comes here in America. You are doing a tremendous work. You don't see it, but you are making a lot impact in the life of those refugees. I thank God to this ministry, speaking from the heart, for the encouragement. At that moment, at that time, I received from them the encouragement. Every time, they will encourage me. And I just keep moving until the end. And today, for the glory of God, I thank God, I cross over. I cross over. Even the wind was there, but I was able to cross over. When Jesus said, let us go, believe. He's the one who said that. Jesus will never sink. Even there is a storm, even there is a wind, Jesus will never sink. Just trust in him. He will, as a God, Jesus is God. He will never sink. Just trust him. Believe in him. Because he said, let us cross over. Yes, you will cross over with him. Even there is a storm, you will cross over. Just believe in God. Believe in God. Trust in God. My journey as a refugee was a journey of faith in God. Every day, I just trust God. And beside of the situation, I was able to cross. And, you know, to walk beyond. Believe in God. Trust in God. Happiness is a choice. Choose to be happy. Choose to be happy. As a Christian, choose to be happy. Don't be stressed. Don't be depressed. When you have Jesus, you cannot be distressed. You cannot be stressed. You cannot be depressed because Jesus, he is with you. He is in your boat. Just wake him up. Lord, wake up. I'm able to perish. Wake up. And when the Lord will wake up, he will rebuke the wind for you, and you will go. You will cross over. At every step of life, at every season, Jesus will be with you. May God bless you. Amen.